This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Tea Time with Becky podcast, where we spill the tea on how to live a high vibe lifestyle of self-liberation, living as your highest self on your highest timeline through energetic rewiring, living in flow, and creating your reality. If you're ready to tap into your innate magic and live as the highest version of yourself, let's dive in. Hello, babe. Welcome back to the Tea Time with Becky podcast. It is so great to have you joining me here today. I am so honored that you are excited to spend your time with me today. If you are driving, please obviously be aware of the road, but I would like to invite you to just take a nice deep inhale with me. Feel your bum on the chair or feet on the floor and a big releasing exhale. Just letting go of or setting aside any of your thoughts or worries from the outside world today, just while we dive deep on today's topic. I promise I won't have you here any more than 15 minutes tops, but we are going to spill some juicy tea on how to most effectively expand your life in any area. So once again, just take a couple nice deep breaths. Feel fully present and grounded in your body, and let's dive in on today's topic. Now, in entering this episode, it's okay if you have entirely different spiritual beliefs or views than me. All I ask is that you enter this episode with an open heart and an open mind. I believe that our souls or energy chooses to live this life in a human body. Because of this, I believe that we are also here to experience all that it is to be human, to see, to smell, to taste, touch, and to feel every single emotion and the contrast between them. We're here to experience life as a human, to forget at times, and then to relearn that we're all-knowing, all-encompassing, multi-dimensional energy inside of a human body. So let's get into today's topic, shall we? I believe that our ability to expand depends on our willingness to contract. So if we take a look at something simple such as our breath, we know that we can't always inhale. We must also exhale. So sometimes it may feel more comfortable to inhale than it does to exhale. Other times it feels completely balanced to do both. And sometimes it may feel more comfortable for the exhale. And that's depending on where we are in our lives, in our body, and what we maybe need most at that time. So this is similar when it comes to the lunar rhythm or our menstrual cycle, which you know that I could talk about all day long, but just a short little blurb. Our ability to expand in our outward cycle phases, such as our follicular and ovulation, or the waxing moon and full moon, or our inner spring and summer, as I like to call it, is dependent on how much we allow ourselves to contract, to turn inward during our inner fall and winter, or luteal and menstruation, or waning moon and new moon. The more we allow ourselves to contract into what may feel uncomfortable or difficult to go back and process, the more we allow space for ourselves to expand into our true desires. So if you have trauma or a past that you're not proud of, or that you don't like thinking about or talking about, I'm not saying go and dive deep into reliving that. But if you can allow yourself to contract into it, to learn from and heal from it, this will allow you to expand into what you are trying to manifest or create. And I like to call this the slingshot theory. Now, I'm not saying create pain for yourself to feel more love or force any type of contraction. What I am saying is allow yourself to gently enter into and feel the pain or discomfort that you have already experienced in this lifetime. Every unique part of your story is here to serve you, to guide you, and to help you expand into the version of yourself that you are here to live. If you're looking to expand your life into more abundance, you feel like you've done all of the work to manifest abundance, my question for you would be, have you allowed yourself the time and space to contract into the times that you felt least abundant? How did you feel then? What remnants of that past are still clinging to you and your now belief system? Or maybe even a past where you once were abundant, but you were shamed or put down for it. So now you unknowingly play small and close yourself and your openness to true abundance off. Oftentimes, this contraction takes us into doing work on what we like to call our shadow self. This part of us is made up of all the personality traits, behaviors, emotions, or experiences that stir up shame, guilt, or discomfort within us, the ones that we try to suppress or deny. This is our biggest invite to contract and heal. Our shadow self often shows up as what triggers us most consistently in others. If we get wildly irritated, for example, that others around us flaunt their wealth, is it because of how being wealthy made us feel in the past? Or is it maybe because we longed to be wealthy and it triggers us feeling like we're not enough, or like we're poor, or like we're in a lack mindset from our past? Maybe we had a parent that taught us to never show off our money and that it's best kept hidden and to never talk about so that people never know what you do or don't have. There are infinite scenarios for triggers of our shadow selves that I could give you, but this is what is most important. I am going to walk you through what to do with digging into your shadow self. So first, it's most important that we identify the shadow. So the part of us that we keep hidden, that we try to suppress even from ourselves. Once we identify the parts of our shadow, we can take time to reflect on them, to explore where they originated and what lies beneath them that causes the reaction or emotion or behavior that is triggered within us. Then we accept them. So without shame or judgment, we accept that having shadows is part of our human experience. It's valuable to our growth and our expansion. Allowing our conscious self to be aware of our shadow self allows it to integrate into being a part of us that no longer holds power over us. Instead, every time a shadow emotion, memory, or belief is triggered, you meet it with compassion or forgiveness, or place your hand on your heart to send love. Shining a light on an area that we can expand even more into openness, love, acceptance, forgiveness, or compassion. This is when the healing happens. Once we're open to forgiveness and compassion for our past and for our past self, we let go of its grip on us and our grip on it. This allows us to gain perspective and to expand. This is also an area where it may be beneficial for us to seek support from someone we trust or from a professional if we need it. Once we allow for this healing to take place, to contract into our shadows, to learn what they're here to teach us, we slingshot forward. We have all that we've already learned in our lifetime so far integrated with what has been hidden within us all along. It empowers us to expand into our most authentic selves, embracing our shadows with nothing to hide from or holding our energy hostage. It expands our capacity to receive. It can expand our lives on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. I also have a recent blog post about shadow work and some questions that you can dive into if this is new for you, as well as a free healing support workbook that has some questions around limiting beliefs that you can apply to any trigger that comes up. I will link both of those in the show notes for you. However, if you do click on the blog post link, the link for the free workbook will pop right up. I really hope that this episode on expansion has been helpful for you. It may be an episode that you might want to re-listen to a couple times and maybe even journal down in a notebook some of the key points in what to do when you do identify that shadow. But thank you so, so much for joining me. Please always feel free to reach out on Instagram at Becky L. Coleman or on my new Instagram, Priestess Portal Academy, and to leave a rating or review or reach out with something that you would love to hear chatted about here on the podcast. So much love to you, babe, and I will talk to you on the next one.